Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Toolbox podcast. My name is Jonathan Dunkerley, and today we have a very special guest. He is the creator of the digitalmarketing.org blog, as well as the author of The Clubhouse Creator. Let's welcome Gary Henderson.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. Thank you so much.
All right, Gary, thanks again for coming on to the podcast today. So I just wanted to start off right at the beginning. So you have a blog called digitalmarketing.org. Is that what you're currently working on? Are you working on different things right now?
Well, Okay, so... 7 years ago, I wanted to have a website that kind of meant something. So I was Googling around, and I found this website called digitalmarketing.org. And it didn't really do anything. I wanted a .com, but I couldn't find one. Nobody was using it, so I reached out to this guy, and I made him an offer. And I paid $5,000 for the website. Now, when I bought it, there was nothing there. It was like a placeholder page. And I just started producing content over the years and just started, you know, writing a little bit here. I worked with my wife. She writes a lot of the content in my voice. I don't love to type myself, so I'll work with writers that'll write for me. But we just started writing. And I don't work on it too much personally. It's a big team effort. So I'll record content with you or, you know, record content on Clubhouse, and then my team will take those insights and take that content and write out blogs. We've grown to, let's see, we're a domain rank of 71. We're a top 90,000 website online, and we get over 50,000 organic search visitors per month, very passively. They just kind of flow to the site every single month. It's a very global audience, too. We took a big jump about... Honestly, around this time last year, we just started to climb. September, October to November of 2020, we started to really take off, just very consistent weekly content. And we've kept it up for the most part. We've lapsed a couple of weeks, but for the most part, we've kept it up.
So you run it more like an agency then, where you have different people that you hire out to do different tasks versus you doing all the work yourself, correct?
Sort of. I don't like to write. Like my book, I didn't write my book myself. I worked with Melinda. She's my collaborative writer. And Melinda and I just had conversations, Jonathan, like you and I are having right now. And Melinda would talk, and she'd ask me questions, and I would share. I'm like, oh, this is what I'm excited about, or this is what my clients are doing right now. And I would just talk. And Melinda would form it into a written story that actually sounds quite nice. That's not my strength. I just kind of talk off the cuff and kind of ramble and go long-winded and stuff like that. So I don't necessarily run it like an agency, but I do have a team of in-house employees that write for me. So they write on my behalf. They're my production studio. We don't do it for anyone else. It's not a service we offer anyone. I'm really all in the creator economy. All of my income comes from either NFTs or my coaching clients or my creator coin. And that's where, like, I'm or affiliate income, but that's where it all comes.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the things I was about to get into. I actually discovered you on Clubhouse, which that's the topic of your book. I discovered you on Clubhouse, and you were playing one of your auto replay. You were replaying the same thing over and over again, and I know you got put in, I guess it's a Clubhouse jail for that. Got the slap on the hand. But it worked, and I remember I was coming home or going back to the hotel that I was staying at, and I was listening to you, and I kept on listening. I'm like, oh, this is on loop. And I just kept on. I went and I signed up for your Clubhouse coaching. I'm like, I got to get it for that $20. And then I started listening. And the thing that I really liked about what you were talking about is actually helping creators make money, because that's what your tagline is. You know, you help creators make money. And that to me spoke to me, because I'm a creator. I'm a creator, and I think that's one of the hardest things for creators, to separate the financial from the art.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I started running those replay rooms on Clubhouse, and I did go to Clubhouse jail or Clubhouse slap on the wrist. I don't know why. No one was ever able to give me a straight answer on it. I served like a 72-hour timeout, which was what it was, but it changed the path of the way Clubhouse works. And I really believe that what I was doing on replay and automation, especially now that I'm in some discussions with Clubhouse, that we carved some of those paths. We started to pave the way for, You know, there is a need to run content when you're not here live. And some person like maybe Jonathan would want to come in and he couldn't find a room that he wanted to listen to, but he still wanted to be in Clubhouse. And if we're going to put our users first, then that's what we want. We want Jonathan to find his content. So what I did was way ahead of its time and probably not what everybody wanted me to do because I broke the mold a little bit. But that's just kind of how I operate. You know, and I think that's what you should do. You know, that's what getting into Clubhouse and really just being me, like when I look at all of the people that I work with, like all the people who pay me money and I'm helping and, you know, we're involved together. They're all the people who came through a path when I was being way more me. Like I was in a loop running an infomercial. I was testing something out that was really cool. I was showcasing some technology. I was being me. But when I mute that down and I go play nice with everyone else, then I'm just like everyone else. And I'm not me anymore. So I'm glad to hear that that's kind of where you came through that cycle, because that's a big impactful moment to me in my journey through Clubhouse as well.
Yeah, and you were testing things. You're testing new things that, I mean, most people are too afraid to even test new things. It's not just with Clubhouse or anything. Like I do a lot on YouTube, and people aren't willing to take the risk of trying something on a video. Yeah, like with my stuff, the video may flop, but I know that it's going to flop if I do that, and I'll know if it won't if I don't, but you took the risk. And I think that's, you know, you're breaking new ground while taking those risks.
You have to. I mean, I'm taking a big risk right now on Clubhouse. We've automated the back chat. We have keyword trigger drops in the back chat, like Instagram automation. We have auxiliary accounts that control access to the stage. We have cryptocurrency transactions in the back chat. We have airdrops of cryptocurrency, and we have screen overlays to determine how much cryptocurrency someone has in their wallet while they're in the room. And then on top of that, we've automated it to where when you leave the room, I've tracked that you've been in the room and I can send you an email to tell you thank you for coming, and I can do it all automatically. So we've connected all the dots, and our next dot we're connecting is when you watch the replay, I can send you an email with a free gift because you watched the replay.
Oh, that's cool.
All we're doing is connecting dots and testing things and then going to Clubhouse and saying, hey, look at what we built. Hey, look at the data we're grabbing. Hey, look at what we're doing to empower creators. And now they're starting to be super receptive and coming back around and saying, like, let's test. Like, Clubhouse has tested our airdrop feature. They've got Gary Coin in their wallet. They know what we can do in the back chat. So we want to push this so everyone can be successful. Like, I don't want to go and learn something so Gary's successful. I want to go learn something so Gary and Jonathan and Russell and Camille and everyone else, regardless if they're a client of mine or just hanging out on Clubhouse, they can all use that same tech. They can all grow and we can all be successful, because I think Clubhouse has a real big special spot. And when it finds its true ground, I think it's going to take off in a big, big way.
That actually brings me up to the next point that I wanted to get to, is like you have a gated access on Clubhouse with not just your coin, your creator coin, Gary Coin, which is through Rally, but you also are doing it through your NFT project. But maybe we should start on the creator coin. I don't think a lot of people know what a creator coin is, or how just supporting a creator, or even how they would possibly even be able to get one for themselves. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I sure can. So I had helped creators like Lewis Howes or Gabby Bernstein or Dr. Axe or Carrie Green launch their businesses, make a lot of money if their business was already launched. Ray Higdon, he has, I think it's 13,000 people who pay him $20 a month, every single month. You know, Jeff Walker, multiple millions of dollars in product launch formula. And it always felt transactional. It was pay me this and I'll go do this. Pay me this and I'll go do this. In early January, I started to see and hear of a company called Rally. And I didn't really know what they were. I was told that crypto was kind of a scam, in all honesty. Like, I kind of grew up learning it's a pyramid scheme. It's a scam. It's network marketing. Don't get involved. You'll never make money. Only the people who have a lot make a lot. So I wasn't really sure. but I knew I needed to find a different way to monetize my personal brand. So I reached out to a friend of mine, and his name was Peter Shankman. And Peter Shankman founded Hayro, Help a Reporter Out. Super cool dude. Peter had spoken at an event that I had hosted back in 2013. So I asked Peter, I said, hey, I noticed you have a coin over at this place called Rally. He had a Shank coin. I said, what is that? And does it work? Are you going to make some money? And he said, Gary, I don't really know. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to use it. But it's legit, and the company's legit. I trust the company. So I did some research, and I mean, they're backed by A16Z and Coinbase Ventures, and I mean, Paris Hilton's involved. Like, I mean, it's big money. And I decided to jump in and launch the Gary Coin. So I did this in March of this year. Gary Coin was launched at around 30-ish cents a coin. Right now, as of recording this, it's about $13 a coin. So we've gone on a pretty nice rise, and it's been the most fun I've ever made money. So as the creator of the coin and as a supporter of my coin, we make money the exact same way. I own some Gary Coin, and you can own some Gary Coin. And every week that as a community, we grow a little bit. I make a little bit of extra rewards, and you make a little bit of extra rewards. Now, if you own a lot of Gary Coin, you'll make more rewards. If you own a little bit, you'll make a little bit of rewards. But every single person that owns one Gary Coin will make one little share of that rewards every single week. So what I learned is if I can incentivize people to own one Gary Coin, then we can get a big broad base and we can grow and more people will want two or three or four or five. So we ended up getting, we're almost at 1,200 supporters. So 1,196 supporters right before I jumped into this recording today. So super proud of that. We have about 140,000 coins in circulation. So we have a good number of coins in circulation and we have a big growing community. So I've been able to figure out some of the game. So I don't really charge people that much anymore. For the most part, I'm getting to the point that I don't have to charge anyone anything. I just get to help them for free, kind of. They go buy some Gary Coin and they put it in their wallet and they hold on to it. And I'll just help them. And the next person will come buy some Gary Coin and put it in their wallet, and I'll help them too. And I hope that they just keep their Gary Coin there. And if they do, then we'll all make a ton of money together. So it's a neat model that allows creators to just be them and allows their supporters. You know, like if I'm watching this YouTube video and I'm like, oh man, this is a really good one. I would go buy some of Jonathan's coin and I'd say, you know, yeah, I'll go support. Maybe I get a utility. Maybe I learn about the YouTube video a little bit early, or maybe I don't know, maybe I can send you 20 or 30 of your coins and get access and maybe be one of your guests on your video. Maybe we'll go transactional for a minute. But whatever that looks like, it's all in your little micro economy. It spans the globe. It's fully liquid. You're backed by an amazing company like Rally, and it gives you the ability to be a creator and make money through ever how you want to create. You can gate anything you want to gate. You know, I gate Clubhouse stages. I gate Discord rooms. I gate private content. We're building our gate right now. I know you're going to be excited about this. We're almost done with our gate to Searchy. So we'll have coins and NFT gates unlocked in Searchy and our Discord roles unlocked in Searchy. So we're working on all that right now. So lots of fun stuff.
I think that's awesome that you're able to create different levels just by having access. And in case everybody, it wasn't clear, you could sell that later if you wanted to. You could support somebody, you can gain the access to whatever they're doing. And if you want to continue, then you can continue to support. And if you don't, then you could always sell and somebody else could take that. And then if the price has gone up, then you could always, you know, you've made money and you've gotten the support. And personally, I just by supporting yourself and like other people on Rally and different creator coins, I get a little passive income every single week. It's a lot more than I would get if I just left money in my savings account, I'll tell you that. And I get access to creators like yourself, and I hold some Shank coin as well as some ADHD coin, a lot of different creators that I could resonate with. And I think that is the key thing. I resonated with you, and every person that I support, I only hold their coin because I support them. And I think that's a key thing. If you don't support somebody anymore, you can move on.
Yep. And when you come in and like, you know, if I came in and I supported you at this point in the stage in your journey, you know, if people would have came in and they would have supported me in March when I launched my coin, they could have bought 250 coin for less than $100. those same 250 coin today would cost them over $3,000. And those same 250 coin would unlock a coaching program that gets them access to me twice per week. So what they would have said, I don't know this guy too well, but he's got some good insights. I'll risk $100. I'll see what he's got to offer. I'll support him. Fast forward 7 or 8 months later, and you've got a $3,000 asset that you own, and you have access to a utility that everyone else is paying thousands of dollars to get, and you got it for free because you held those coins early. So that's the true beauty of this is, you know, finding people like yourself that are on a come up. You know, you're on this journey, and we can say, oh, I want to support. I want to get involved early. I want to get in on the ground floor opportunity. The things that we want to do, like imagine if we would have got in on the ground floor opportunity at YouTube, or we would have got in on the ground floor opportunity at PayPal, or the ground floor opportunity at Clubhouse. Well, now we can get on the ground floor opportunity with Gary or Jonathan or any other creator, and we can help them and support them through their entire mission and journey. And that's the beauty of the whole thing for me.
So if you have these utilities and you have these gated access, where do you actually host this gated access? I know you said that there was some stuff on Clubhouse that you can get into, but is there other places that you actually have this gated access that people would be able to find you and maybe be introduced into your community?
For me, it's really three places. We use Clubhouse, we use Discord, and we use our membership sites. So Clubhouse, for us, we gate stages based on how much Gary coin you have. If you have one, you get on a pretty substantial amount of stages. And at certain points in time, like we may run some things for people in my accelerator program, which have to have 250 Gary coin. So I could run a mastermind publicly on Clubhouse, but you could only get on stage if you have 250 Gary coin. So we do that. We do our Discord. So we have private chats and private channels in Discord. We have a huge public community. So what I love is I actually like glass walls. So I like walls, but I like them to be almost made of pretty clear glass. So you and I are here talking. Everybody else can see us. They can get the information. They just don't get involved, be involved in the conversation. So we kind of have a bit of a glass wall here. I like to build that in my business. So I like to let people get into the community and see all the stuff and know there's something going on behind the walls. They just can't get in. But if they want to, they have a really crystal clear path to do that. So we use Discord. But now we're building a lot of other paths. We're unlocking. We use a membership site called Searchy. So we're unlocking Searchy that will be gated based on Gary coin and based on NFTs. We're working with the event team that runs the virtual event for Tony Robbins. So we're going to be able to use an NFT to unlock access to a virtual event. So that will be there, and that'll be a gate. Now, those could be either one-off NFTs, or that could be more of a universal NFT. So a virtual event company, for example, could say we have an all-access pass. Any of our virtual events, if you own this NFT, you get access to all of our events. Or you could buy a special Tony Robbins NFT and get access to Tony Robbins events. So we're working on basically as many gates as possible in the Web3 to enable creators to gate whatever content they wanted. In my most ideal world, if you wanted to gate this live and let everybody watch all of our little blunders and all that stuff, you would have been able to do it. And if they would have bought your coin or your NFT and they got access to watch us interact and engage the unedited version, that's worth something to your fans. And to me, that's really cool.
Yeah, I think that was one of the key things that I really got from you when I started, you know, watching you, listening to you, was that you don't really have to pay for, it's not so much about paying for the information, it's about paying for the community and the connection. It's like having access to people. And it really cleared up for me personally, like, oh, well, I put a lot of stuff on YouTube. Why would somebody pay me if I put this content up on YouTube? Why would they pay me a membership or a community? It's because they're not paying for the information. They're paying for me being there to answer their questions and being there for them. So I think that's the key thing, that like with a creator, you're not so much just paying for the information. You're paying for that connection and that relationship.
Yeah, and you're paying to ask the question. You're paying to, and I don't want this to sound odd, but you're paying for space. Mm-hmm. So you're paying for attention from the creator. So most of the time you'll get into, like in our Discord server, we have almost 3,000 creators. But if you have 250 Gary coin, there's about 19 of you. Well, those 19 people get a lot more attention than all 3,000 people up in the general chats. So you're paying to get behind those little velvet ropes, those glass walls, to say what goes on. Like, I was talking to Fanzo the other day, and he has a 1,000 ADHD coin holder role. And he said that he has in his Discord server the notifications turned on for that channel. So if you have 1,000 coins, you get in a channel that if you type a message in there, his phone will vibrate. Well, if that's what you value with him and you want to get access to him and you're a fan, you would go grab 1,000 of his coins, put them in your wallet so you could make his phone vibrate if you wanted to get access. So that's what it's allowing is your fans to do this. And it's allowing your fans to determine at what level they want to participate. And that's a key point there. You know, you can put perks and rewards in, but people will choose where they want to go. And some people will look at it as a leaderboard and want to stack up a little higher. Some people will build their own personal goals. But when you have a currency like Gary coin or your coin or the ADHD coin or the music coin, it doesn't matter. But when you have a currency, it's like you can just keep stacking those over and over and over again. So when you sell a coaching program, for example, it's like, are you going to buy 12 licenses to my coaching program? Probably not. Are you going to buy my course 18 times? At $2,000 a pop, probably not. But if you're a supporter and you're leaning in and you get some more access, you may buy a little bit more Gary coin every so often. You may just come in and say, oh, I got a little bit of extra money this week. I'm going to grab some. And you might want to take some profits out every so often too. So being able to do that is really, really, really important through that process, in my opinion as well, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you're not just doing this with just Gary coin. You're also doing it with the NFT project, which I think is really cool that this is a brand new, you know, we're in the wild west of it right now, but you're able to give access just by people holding this particular NFT.
Yeah, so we've got two things that we're playing with. So we launched a Giraffe Tower, which is a big community project for me. It's my goal with the giraffes is every creator will have a giraffe in their wallet at some point in time. Now, that could be one of their giraffes from the tower, or it could be one of our babies. Now, those giraffes cost money. They're going to pay. Right now, it's you know, like $1,500. The utilities, though, are quite insane. Like, our giraffes got access to a live event with Suzanne Evans and Larry Winget that would have cost $197, and they got access just for owning a giraffe. We have Tower Talk scheduled with BT, which is a Grammy-nominated musician, with Brian Fanzo, and then the community. I mean, the community of people, NFT projects, I mean, crypto actually hits a little different because when you buy it, you actually own it. So if you paid for a monthly membership program and you looked and you're like, oh my gosh, everybody in there is amazing. Well, all of those people, if they decided not to pay next month, then you're still paying because you maybe signed your contract and none of those people are there anymore. You don't have amazing people. When you buy the NFT, you only pay for it once and you get the access to utility for forever because you own it forever. So I've been able to launch the Giraffe Tower. We moved almost 1,200 giraffe in year one. We've locked them all away and we'll move more next year and more until we go through what will ultimately be 10,000 giraffe. So I'm also playing around with some other utility with an NFT project for my book. So I have a book coming out called The Clubhouse Creator. It launches on the 7th of December, 2021. So Reed Tracy told me years ago, he said, Gary, if you want to sell a lot of books, you got to do one thing. You have to get people to read your book. So he said, when you think about a launch plan and the bonuses and the bundles, lead them all back into your book. And any way you can teach them the content, let that be a win for them. So when you buy one copy of my book, whether you buy the Kindle version or the hardback version, when you buy one copy, I'm going to give you an NFT for free. Now, I'm going to deliver this to you. We're going to do it on the Rally Network, which is where the Gary coin is. I'm going to deliver it gas-free, so it's not going to cost you a dime, no credit cards, nothing at all. And I'm going to give you what's the cover of my book as an NFT. You're going to own that. Now, that NFT is going to give you three unique utilities, and this will actually help all creators think through what this process could look like as well. Utility number one is private channels inside of Discord. So you'll be able to get private access to me as your coach in Discord in a private gated channel. Now, there'll be a lot of people in there because it's as many books as sold. but it'll be much smaller than the bigger general community. So utility number two. I know that you're going to have some questions. You're going to be reading the book. You're going to be consuming the content. And you're going to say, well, this changed or that changed. Like, we have recordings on Clubhouse now. We have pinned links on Clubhouse now. None of those things were in existence when I wrote the book. So you're going to need to know all those things. So with that NFT in your wallet, when you come into a Clubhouse room and you raise your hand in certain rooms, that will get you to stage to get live coaching from me. So you buy the book. You get live coaching access to me in Discord on text. You get live coaching access to me in Clubhouse to ask questions. The third thing, I know that you're not always going to be able to get there live. So I've recorded over 100 hours of recordings, like literally Clubhouse rooms where I've been giving advice, you've been giving advice, many people have given advice, and I record them. I transcribe them and I put them in a full searchable database. Many people right now pay $20 a month for that access. You get it for free for buying one copy of the book. So you buy the book that'll teach you about Clubhouse. You get updated access and coaching, live questions and text, and live questions one-on-one with us on a Clubhouse stage. So that's how I'm playing with NFTs. I'm getting creative. You know, most people have never owned an NFT before. They don't know what they are. They think it's kind of foreign. So what I thought is, what better way to get you involved a little bit in our economy and our community than to say, buy the book and let me give you your first NFT for free. So I think it's a great place to start, Jonathan.
One of the things that I've noticed about both of your NFT projects, for your book and for your Draft Tower, both of them have longevity. And I see a lot of these NFT projects that are out there that you think that they're a pump and dump. And I think that discourages a lot of people from getting involved. And the thing that I noticed right away with yours was that you have these things that are utility that are going to last for the long term. Even with the book NFT, I mean, Clubhouse Coaching, the membership, I subscribed to that almost right when I met you. And it has been so valuable to be able to get those things on demand. That alone, just having that and having that in your wallet, and it costs less than... I mean, by the book, it's less than 1 month of that coaching, and then you never have to pay for it ever again, or buy several. And then if people forget, then if people don't buy it, I assume that you're not going to create any more after the book comes out. So it also could be, hey, you have this NFT. If somebody wants to buy it, you could probably sell it to somebody that didn't listen to you now and buy your book. And, you know, later down the road, they're like, oh, I wish that I listened and I bought the book, but I don't have the NFT anymore. But somebody else could, now it's $200, you know, however you want to structure it.
No, you're exactly right. That's definitely a thing to play. I won't offer that utility again. And it's why I did it. You know, I know some people want to buy the book because they want to support. And I know some people would rather consume audio content. I know all these things. I just want you to consume the content. Because if you dive in and you consume the content, you're going to get results. You're going to make money. The other thing for me is I always try to go big abundance play. So what I know is I have 80,300 people right now that follow me on Clubhouse. Could you imagine if 80,000 people went and bought my book? There's no way they will, but that's only 80,000. There's still hundreds of thousands of people left that still need to know about my book. So even if I gave away 80,000 people free access to Clubhouse coaching, 80,000 people got the rights to come up and ask the questions, there's still hundreds of thousands of people that have no clue that I exist. And that just pushes me to keep moving and moving and moving and moving and moving. And Jonathan, for you, someone that's a Gary Coin supporter, if I got 80,000 people to buy the book, man, we would be living quite nice together if that happened, because a lot of those people would say, I bought the book, I want to have a little Gary coin. I bought the book, I want to get a little extra coaching. I bought the book, I want to get a little extra access. And they would just keep doing that, and it would just keep stacking and stacking and stacking and stacking and building. And I just get to go be me in a one-to-many environment, which is what I'm building.
Yeah, I love the fact that you're building it in stages, and that I think a lot of people, they don't actually look at it and go, oh, well, this isn't working. I've been at this for a week. But I could see how you're building a structure. And that's one of the things that I really, really focus on with what you're talking about is, like, even with the NFTs, with your Gary coin, Rally coins, and with whatever you're building, I just see that you're building it in stages. And then, yeah, sometimes you go like, okay, that thing that I planned out this at this point down the road, it's not going to work out, and I'm going to have to pivot. I'm going to have to change, but that's okay. But we don't know what's, you know, we don't know what's down the road. We could figure it out and we could plan for it, but the fact that you're actually just building it and staging it, and it's okay to change, but just building it and be okay to, you know what I'm saying? I'm rambling now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an idea guy. It's where my strength is. I get real, real, real bored telling people to do the same thing over and over and over and over again. I'm real good on my toes. I can think on my feet. I don't plan content. I ran a room on Clubhouse this morning and I spoke for an hour and I didn't plan a single word I was going to say. I ran a 3-day event back in 2014. Tony Robbins virtual event team, they ran my event for me. They yelled at me because they said, we need your content. And I said, I'm not going to give you any. I ran a 3-day event with 100 people live in the audience with me, and I didn't plan any of my content. It's just me. I feel what's going on. I listen to people. I hear the energy, and I go where I think we need to go. I don't do well planned. So when I go into, you know, say this is the structure of our program, I do change a lot because I don't know where it's going to go, and I don't know where we need to go. So I don't know. It just works better for me if I can help you when you need help, be there for you and support you when you need it, you know, guide you in the right directions. And as long as we're vibing together, as long as it makes sense, then cool, that's great. And if it doesn't, you know what? Best part about it, when you stack coins, it's like, well, do you have a payment plan? Sure, I do. As long as it takes you to get to 250 Gary coins, that's your payment plan. Well, Gary, I can't make my payment this week. Don't buy any new coins this week. That's okay. We'll still love you. Well, Gary, I need to cancel. I know I paid about half my way there, but I need to cancel. Cool, take your money back. I hope it went up in value. I hope you made a profit through this journey. Well, Gary, I've been working with you now for 6 months, and I'm ready to go do something else. Can I get a refund? You sure can. All you have to do is hit the button and sell your coins. But if you want to stick with us, it won't cost you any more money. And maybe, just maybe, you'll need some help down the road. Or maybe, just maybe, I'll be on a bigger come up and your value will increase. So you can choose to stick with me without having to choose to cancel by just choosing to hold what you have. And that hits way different than, Gary, I love you, but I need to stop paying you. That just hits different. I've been trying to find the path so no one can cancel. You can sell, and if you want to sell, that's your choice. I don't really look at the sales, but no one can cancel. And that's the path I found.
I think that's a really powerful structure, just because nobody ever feels slighted or shorted when they, you know, I don't feel I got the value, you could just move out. I can tell you how many things I purchased that I watched them, like, I didn't like this, but I couldn't return it or I felt bad about returning it. I got some value out of it, but I didn't feel like, you know, it was $1,000 worth of value or whatever I spent. But yeah, I mean, like, I there's somebody else out there that wants what you have. It's gamifying reselling your content.
When it sets it, it allows your supporters in the community to set your value. Because it's real weird when you start to pay people. You know, I like to help creators make money, and like, we know if you're busy, then you can charge more. Like, right? It's just like, you only have so much time. So if you're real busy, you can charge more. Well, somebody comes to me today and they say, I want to get coaching from you. Cool, go buy 250 Gary coin. What do those cost? I don't know. Go look them up today. Well, right now they're $13. Well, what happens if next month those 250 Gary coin are $20? Well, now it would cost you $5,000. It would cost you over $1,000 more money because you chose to wait. Well, what happens if they're $10? It might cost you a little bit less money because you chose to wait. So I don't get to control any of that anymore, because 250 Gary coin is only 250 Gary coin, and it always will be 250 Gary coin. So I can just go be me. I mean, this YouTube video can blow up. The podcast can blow up. Oprah was on Clubhouse. I mean, I'm sure she'll interview me next. Joking there. But, you know,
no.
like that happens. And what happens? All of a sudden, like, if you go look yesterday at like the Bored Ape Yacht Club and the Mutant Apes, if you go look at their transactional volume, they did $20 million in transactions yesterday. $20 million yesterday. That happens out of the blue because Jimmy Fallon bought an ape. Jimmy Fallon buys an ape. Now let's imagine that something happens and one day, I don't know, Jimmy Fallon tweets that he owns a bunch of Gary Coin. And imagine where that goes then, and all of a sudden my services, because I'm real popular now. So if you want to get access to my services, man, you got to pay a lot more money now. I didn't set that price. I didn't say my value went up. My entire community did because they raised the price of the coin.
You know, if he's just down the street from me right now, you should put an ad on Hollywood Boulevard and get him to buy a giraffe, right?
That would be perfect. He did buy the ape. He said permission to come aboard. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw that article this morning. It was great.
And then Timberland just launched a new music act. I don't know if you're a Timberland fan.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I didn't know that he was launching anything.
He did. He just launched a music act with four apes, and he's the musician behind the apes. And they're all animated, and they're going to produce music as apes.
If there was a way that you would describe NFTs to to somebody that has no idea what you're talking about, they you say an NFT and they just glaze over, and then they start spewing out words like you said, like Ponzi scheme or something, like when you first originally were talking about crypto. People are accepting of crypto now, but what about NFTs? How would you explain it to them?
Unique crypto. If you're accepting of crypto and you are accepting that one Bitcoin is equal to one Bitcoin, you should also be accepting that one something else may not be equal to something else. One Jonathan doesn't equal one Gary. We're just different. So NFTs are nothing more than an amount of unique items or existences of that item. So if we took this video of you and I and we turned it into an NFT and we said anybody that wants to buy it can pay 10 bucks and buy it, and we're only going to sell it today, and if 100 people buy it, then there's 100 copies, then what we would do is we would mint 100 instances of this, and every person would own one instance. Now, I know the rule is, well, yeah, but I could just right-click and save it, or I could just screenshot it, or I could screen record it, and you could, and that's all true facts, but you wouldn't own it. You can go to a museum and you can take a picture. You can go to the movie theater and you can hold up your cell phone and you can record a movie. You don't own the rights to it. You don't own the access that comes with it. So all an NFT is a unique existence of something, and that's it. It's a non-fungible token. You and I are non-fungible. Dollar bills are fungible. $1 can exchange for $1. Our houses, they're non-fungible. Land is non-fungible. So anything that can't be exchanged, that's truly unique. So all of these like Bored Apes and all these things, like all they did was they said, we're going to have 10,000 unique tokens and we're going to represent them as a picture. So every picture is different. Every giraffe is different. It could have a different background or a different hair or a different fur. But at the end of the day, what's really different is its token ID. So there's a contract and there's a token ID. And there will only ever be one token number one and one token number two out of the 10,000 in circulation. And if you own token number two, then that's what you own. Even if the image changed or anything else, you will always own token number two. So that's how I would explain it. It's kind of like a unique crypto, and that's it. You're just playing with supply and demand. I tell a lot of people it's a lot like a country club, but it's an equity country club. So if the new country club was opening and they looked at everybody and they said, for $1,000, you can buy a membership. We're going to sell 1,000 of them. Even in that instance, that's kind of like an NFT. You can go buy your membership. You own it. There's 1,000 of them that exist. That's all that will ever exist. You own one of 1,000. So it doesn't have to be truly unique. It can be one of 1,000. But it can't be interchangeable for one of 1,000 of the next country club down the street. It's only for that one country club. And then the way supply and demand and real business works is, well, they have to sell those first 1,000. And then as they start to, now more people want to get in because now a new family moves to town or now something new and somebody will pay more than the last person and pay more than the next person. And there may be a time where nobody wants the country club and the price goes down and now you can get it on sale. We call that buying the dip. You just get it on sale because what goes down always goes back up. So that's the way I explain it. It gets long-winded. There's no easy way, unfortunately, because everybody has a little bit different baseline knowledge. Everybody has a little bit different opinion or a little bit different limiting belief around what they are. So it really takes a more in-depth conversation for almost everyone, unfortunately. I wish there was an easier way.
Would you say, like, supply and demand is a simple way to explain it? Just if you have more of something and it's available in the market or wherever it is, then there's more. So even if it's a digital product, that's one of the questions that I always get, like, how is something digital worth so much? I understand a house or real estate or something like that, but I don't understand something that's just a digital file. Even with crypto, I know a lot of people, like with the Gary coin, and like I've gotten a lot of my friends to support Gary coin as well. And they question it until it makes them money. It's a funny thing, but a lot of them, they don't really understand how something digital could be worth so much. But at the same time, I always say, like, but what makes a dollar worth anything?
Yep. And I mean, it's kind of different and kind of the same. So mm-hmm. with the crypto, with Gary coin, there's an unlimited supply of Gary coin. You could literally buy as much as you want. It would get real, real, real expensive. With Bitcoin, there's a limited supply. With some of the other tokens, there's a limited supply. But there's a virtual unlimited supply of Gary coin. It kind of maxes out around 220,000 in circulation. We have 140,000 in circulation. There's a migration to another bonding curve we can migrate to eventually if we needed to. But so, yes, there's kind of a limited supply, but they're not all in circulation. And every time someone buys a Gary coin, there's a new one produced. And every time someone sells a Gary coin, there's one burned. So there's a creation and a destroy mechanism. They're not just sitting in a warehouse. Where in an NFT, there is truly a limited supply. So you're creating this mechanism that says we're going to cap the supply at this quantity. It could be a 1, or it could be a 10, or it could be 100, or it could be a 25,000. It doesn't matter. You're capping the supply at that quantity. So does it impact supply and demand? Yes. NFTs, like in the Giraffe Tower, well, right now we only have 1,097 available on OpenSea, and out of those, there's about 25 of them for sale. So if someone decided to come in and buy 12, well, that would cut our available supply way down. If we have more demand right now of people wanting those, then the price goes up because there's more people that are willing to pay. Well, when you want to move inventory, the reason why prices are going down in these things is because there's not enough liquidity. The inventory is not rolling quick enough. There's always a buyer for everything. Look at real estate. There's always a buyer for everything at the right price. So what the market's doing is the market's setting the price and dropping the price in order to hit the numbers. So we'll say, for example, we'll list a giraffe at 1 ETH. Well, if you're willing to wait a month, you may sell it at 1 ETH. But if you want to sell it in a week, maybe you need to list it for a half ETH. But if you want to sell it in a day, maybe you need to list it for 0.25 ETH. And if you want to sell it in the next hour, maybe you need to list it for 0.15 ETH because maybe at that price, there's a buyer just waiting. But at 0.25 ETH, it'll take a day or two to find somebody that's circling around and hitting the website and has that kind of money. So that's how supply and demand plays out in NFTs, slightly different than it would in the coin where we could just create a new coin tomorrow if somebody wanted to buy one.
Yeah, I've been noticing that with the Draft Tower, your NFT project, that the less people that are listing their NFT for sale, the more that the floor, the lowest level price keeps on going up. And I've noticed just slowly and steadily it keeps on going up as less and less are available. So, and they're unique. And maybe if you wanted to touch a little bit on what kind of utilities you have built into your NFT project. We talked a lot about Gary coin, but if you wanted to talk for a moment about the NFT project and exactly what people might get if they decided to go and either mint one when the minting reopens or get one on OpenSea.
Yeah, so if you buy a giraffe, so if you buy one, you get access to the tower. So getting access to the tower gets you the full access to the community. It earns you 1 Gleef per day. I'll get into that in just a moment. It gets you access to what we call tower talks, which are experiences, virtual experiences. Those could be on a Zoom line, it could be a video, or it could be a stage in Discord or a stage on Clubhouse. So it gets you access to private virtual events. It gets you access to our library that we're building, which will be supplied by all of our tower members. So as a member of our tower, you're able to submit a piece of content to the library. And if you're accepted, then your content will be archived in our library for all of the tower to consume for life. So you're getting really what most people would do in a membership site. In a monthly price, you're getting for a one-time fee, and you're getting access to an epic community. I mean, we have the original inventor of the hashtag as a member of the community. So just an insane community of just really cool creators. So with one giraffe, you get that. Now, if you have two giraffe, you can take your glyph and you can make babies. Now, babies will produce liquidity points for you. They'll also produce points that we can grow our community. So you're going to get an asset that's only available through you, because the only way a baby giraffe is ever produced is if two adult giraffes or two giraffes in our tower come together, use their glyph, and make a baby. And when they do, those will flow out to the community. That'll be a way for us to grow. So, you know, you may be able to make 5 or 10 babies. You may be able to take those, sell those, give those away, whatever you want to do, they're yours. So we have that. When you get up to 5, you get voting powers. So we have voting access and voting rights inside of our community, like what goes in our library and when do we open our adoptions again and at what price should those be at. So big decisions in the community. Giraffe Tower is truly a community project. When you get up to 10 giraffe, so when you hit 10, you're what we would call a treetop browser. Now we're building a unique mechanism that no other project that I'm aware of has done. And we're building kind of a bit of a check-in and a check-out library. And right now we're saying you have to have 10 giraffe in order to use that library. What that check-in checkout is we may own a mutant, we may own an anonymize, you may want to borrow that. Now you might want to borrow it for the utility, you might want to borrow it for community access. So you could take your giraffe, you could keep your giraffe tucked away, check out another NFT and go use it in the community. Because if we're going to own it in our community, there's no need for it to sit there. We'll just let it be used. It's not going to get sold. It's going to come right back to us. So that's what that would happen. And then, let's see, at 25, we have a really, really, really magical spot. I get asked a lot to work very closely with me. I've built a really talented tech studio creative team, and a lot of people are trying to figure out, well, how do I launch my own NFT project? How do I launch my own community like this? So at 25 giraffe, you get access to what I call the journey roll, and we'll be on a journey together. Now, it's any 25 you want to acquire. You just go to OpenSea and buy 25. You can buy them whenever you want. It could be all today or tomorrow or the next day. And when you own 25, as long as you own those, you keep that journey roll for life. That gets you access to me. You get me on Voxer. You get to come to Puerto Rico and spend time with me if you want. You get on video chats with me if you want. You know, I don't turn on video too much, but you get the access to me. And more importantly, you get the right for our team to help you. So if you wanted to launch your own project and you're like, I don't know how to write a smart contract, well, we'll help you write the smart contract. I don't know how to do this. Well, we'll help you do it all. And you'll get access to our team as your partner to build your pieces and market and do the whole thing. We have number I'm really, really, really proud of right now. We have 12 people who qualify for that partnership role. So out of all of our giraffe owners, the 1,097 that are in circulation, we've had about 1,200 or so fully adopted. Some are just sitting in there. They haven't been taken yet by their owners. They're just sitting in our contract. But out of all those, we had 12 people believe enough to go grab 25 or more a piece. I mean, our biggest holder is holding 81 giraffe. So we have some really diehard community members that believe in the project, and we built utility to stack up and let people grow with us if they want. And it's the same way as, you know, we talked about Gary Coin and we talked about the 250 Gary Coin. It's the same way here. If you get to 25 giraffe and you use your partnership and we're all good and you're like, Gary, I built, because my goal is you're self-sustaining. When your community grows, you're going to need your own devs. You're going to need your own resources. You know, so it's like, Gary, you helped me get started. We were great partners. I'm ready to move on. Well, you know, the beauty of that is you now have 25 giraffe that you've been holding for a long time that you get to sell, and you get to have liquidity on your way out too. So it becomes an amazing moment. Or maybe you, I don't know, give those to someone else and look at another community member and say, hey, I'm going to give you these 25 giraffe so you can get this role because it's been so impactful to me and you need that next, and you give it back. It's your assets, whatever you want to do with it. So that's what we built for the Giraffe Tower. It's really a place for creators to make money. They're going to learn how to make money. They're going to get access to speaking events. They're going to get access to content. They're going to get access to community. And they never, ever, ever have to pay again as long as they pay once.
That's awesome. And could you explain what Gleef is? Because I don't, it's a utility, but a utility token, but I don't know if anybody really knows really what a utility token is, or also what a utility is in general.
Yeah. So, all right, let me see here what the right way to explain this is. In our ecosystem, we need to produce things. We need to produce, we're going to produce extra NFTs. We're going to produce avatars for the metaverse. We're going to, you know, have different opportunities, maybe access to certain things. So what we decided was every one giraffe would earn one Gleef per day. So it's like a ticket. So imagine that every day you get one ticket and you can choose how you use your tickets. That's what we're giving you. We're giving you one free token. You might want to use your token and you might want to make a baby. You might want to use your token. You'll actually be able to save those tokens and go to OpenSea and buy another giraffe. So that'll be really cool. If you, you know, maybe somebody will sell you a giraffe for 365 Gleef. It's what we call our utility token. So if you save, if you own one giraffe and you save up for a whole year, then you could take your 365 Gleef and go buy yourself another giraffe, and now you could start making babies. So you could do that inside of our economy. That's what projects these days, they're trying to find the way to kind of balance everything out. You know, we need abilities for people to move around in the system. We need abilities to not always have to come back to our community and say, hey, pay more money. We need abilities to build in governance. We need abilities to really fund the environment. And then what I know is going to happen is we're going to have partnerships that are going to come out of this. And they're going to say, hey, can you market to our community? And we're going to be able to say, sure, can you allow our community to mint your project with Gleef? So then we'll be able to take this free token that we're giving you every single day for owning a giraffe, and we'll be able to create new utility with new communities. So you'll be able to take this free token and use it anywhere else. Imagine how cool it would be if you and I went to Dave & Buster's right now or Chuck E. Cheese and we got a bunch of tokens and we were able to take those Chuck E. Cheese tokens and go across the street to Best Buy and go buy us some cool new tech. That would be really, really, really cool. Well, that's what's kind of happening inside of the Giraffe Tower. We're creating a utility token that you're going to be able to use to unlock a lot of really cool stuff.
Awesome. I've gotten that question a lot from people, and I wanted to make sure I had the perfect answer.
It's tough. It's hard to understand. It's like, well, you know, you're going to give me that token. You're just going to give me one? Sure. Just the same way as Chuck E. Cheese gives you a little token, and then you can go redeem it. We're just going to let you redeem it for our stuff. If someone else decides, like, I didn't know this until the other day. Do you know there's a secondary market for McDonald's Monopoly pieces?
I knew people sold them from way back when. I didn't know it was still going on.
There's actually like a website where people, and there's value on your piece. So you know McDonald's, when they do Monopoly, right? They produce a lot of the pieces and only a few of some of the pieces. And we know that Jonathan's in California, so his McDonald's is going to get the piece that I need. And I'm in Puerto Rico, so my McDonald's is going to get Jonathan's piece. That's just what they do. So, you know, people start selling these things, right? They start moving them around. Well, that's what we're giving you. McDonald's gives you free Monopoly pieces. We're giving you Gleef. If someone values your Gleef, if you have Boardwalk and someone's willing to pay you $1,000 for Boardwalk and you want to accept it, there's nothing wrong with accepting that. So that's what we're creating, and that's how I would explain it to most layman people or noobs or normies, is I would say, you know, hey, you know those Monopoly tokens? If you had Boardwalk and I had Park Place, how much would you pay me if I was willing to sell it to you? Now, imagine if you have Gleef and I need your Gleef. So as long as there's a need, there will always be somebody that's willing to buy, and we're going to give you that token every single day for free.
It's a really exciting project. I'm really excited. I'm so happy that I was able to get in on it. And I think that everybody, that there's still an opportunity. It's not too late. If you haven't gotten in on this particular project, I know that there's still time. It might cost a little bit more, but I think that the community alone makes it worth it to me. And the people that I'm going to meet that I don't even know that I'm going to meet yet, I think is one of the key things for me on why I jumped into this particular community myself.
Yeah, what my advice for you, when you, if you're looking at an NFT project and it's all new, is find a project that you're comfortable buying into. And if every dime you spend, if it all goes to zero, find a project that you're comfortable buying into it for the access, the utility, the free gifts you get just for buying it. And then if it all goes to zero, who cares? Like, literally, who cares? If you were going to go pay, like, for example, if you're like, well, I'm going to go pay $2,000 for a membership that gets me a library and gets me a community and all this stuff, we'll go buy the NFT. It's actually a little bit cheaper. And if it goes to zero, you were going to pay that $2,000 anyway. And if it stays at the same price it's at, you broke even and you got utility for free. And if it goes up in value, you made a profit and you got utility for free. But the utility, what you get, the roadmap, the exchange of value, make sure you want that. If it's art, you're buying for art. If you look at the giraffe and you're like, oh my gosh, that's my spirit animal, I love it. Then know when you buy it, that's what you got. You paid, you got the giraffe. It's yours. You will always own it. And if you're comfortable with that value exchange, then be comfortable if it goes to zero. Never, ever, 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 ever spend money that's not, like, that you don't have. Like, I heard some people, I was in Gary Vee's Discord server, and there were some people that took out big, big loans to get VeeFriends. And they won't sell them now because they're scared that they're going to go up in value again. But they still owe the debt. Like, I think you should spend money that you have for the most part. You know, or spend money that you have at a 0% interest, you know. Spend money that's smart. Don't get in over your head because these are very volatile markets. You know, you're dealing, if you know business and you know numbers, you're dealing with a max supply of a couple of thousand units. It doesn't take a lot, or it doesn't take a lot of money to go in and swing a couple thousand units one way or another. So you just want to be careful and you just want to play smart. The Draft Tower is a great place to stay smart. Play smart. You see me. You see my face. You know me. You can reach out and talk to me. So I know what I'm building, and I know that I'll deliver on the utility, and I know that no matter what you pay for your NFT, as long as you hold it long enough, you will get your value out of it.
Yeah, that's the way that I see it. And off the, not related to the podcast, though, but I actually had a situation where in the past where I thought it was a good investment and I went in on debt and it turned around and next thing you know, I was saddled with an insane amount of debt. And those people that, you know, that were investing, they walked away. They didn't care. And so from that point on, I chose not to ever invest on debt, and it's worked out substantially better.
And everyone has their own risk profiles and all that stuff. But, you know, I think when you have those personal stories, you figure it out. You know, and you do what's comfortable for you. There's a statement in this space, and it's called DYOR, and it's do your own research. Because as long as you feel good about it, then that's all that really matters.
So I just wanted to thank you again for coming on, but there was just one more question that I wanted to ask you, and it's one that I ask on every single one of my podcast episodes. Is it, what question should I have asked that my audience needs to hear?
Oof. Maybe something around a prediction of the future. I don't know where your mind goes, but something about where we're headed. I think that for me, I'm paving a pretty fast path. Like I'm, you know, they say entrepreneurs, we're building the plane as we're flying it, and I am, but I'm landing it. I'm trying to, but I'm also building the runway. So we've got that little brick machine down there, like laying the bricks, and we're just coming in, and it's just like we're hitting the edge. And we're just moving and moving and moving. I think that over the next probably 2 years, we're going to end up with substantially more independent creators. Now, they're going to do jobs. It's going to be kind of like the gig economy to a certain extent. But I think that we're going to normalize coins. I mean, I just saw today, I don't know if you've seen this, but Miami has their own coin. It's called the Miami coin. Well, New York City just launched their own coin. It's called the New York City coin. And now as a resident of New York City, you're going to be able to get some free crypto by living in New York City. So they may be able to offset your living expenses by giving you free crypto. That's where I think we're going to head. And I think more creators like you and I, we're going to decentralize that. And we're going to use our own paths. And we're going to go to, you know, you may go on YouTube more and I may go on Clubhouse more and we both may hang out on Twitter some, but we'll use our own paths. But it comes down to, we're just going to grow audience and supporters and fans and communities. It's going to be way more normal to say, I'm willing to pay Gary or I'm willing to pay Jonathan for this thing, or I'm going to buy coin anyway. I'm going to buy crypto anyway. So why shouldn't I own some of Jonathan's coin? Why shouldn't I own some of Gary's coin? Like, that's just going to be the norm. Like, I think in the influencer space, the creator space, the coaching space, I think that you're going to change the way business is going to function going forward. And if you're not spending some time right now, I know we talk about a lot of foreign stuff, NFTs and blockchaining, creator coins and bonding curves and all of this funky stuff, but just spend, one of my mentors, Suzanne Evans, she's spending 15 minutes a day watching YouTube videos right now. That's it. It's all the time she has. She said, Gary, I can't dedicate much more than that, but I am spending 15 minutes a day right now learning. And when I get through what I have going on, I'll dive in deeper. Because I text her and I said, you have to. So that would be my biggest advice for anyone right now, is you have to spend some time learning about this. So at least you become conversational. Maybe you want to go in deeper, but you at least need to be conversational about where we're at and where we're headed. Because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. And I think that's going to happen sooner than you might realize.
Yeah, it is going pretty fast. Like, I was seeing NFT and like in the Clubhouse hallway for a while, and my first thought was like, I don't want to get in it. Something else. It's something else to distract me. But I feel like this is a thing that every creator will end up using eventually, personally. That's my thought on it.
I agree with you completely. I do.
Awesome. And so I'm not going to take up too much more of your time, but I wanted to thank you for coming. And I wanted to remind everybody, if you haven't picked up his book yet, The Clubhouse Creator, make sure that you grab it and you will get that free NFT. So it's only for pre-order, so make sure that you pre-order it. Thank you again, Gary, for coming. And if there's anywhere that somebody would find you, any community or websites that they should know about?
Gary.club/Discord. So Gary.club/Discord. And Jonathan's there, I'm there. There's almost 3,000 creators in that community. And it's a community environment. So you come in, you contribute, you collaborate, you build relationships, you make money. We all support each other. So Gary.club/Discord. And Jonathan, thanks for having me. This has been an amazing time. I love having great conversations. I like the banter going back and forth. It's how I spend my time all day long. This has been an absolute blast. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you all on Clubhouse and on Discord.